Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Three, oh, five, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Christmas is saved. Christmas has come early for Charles Pyle. You know what Charles Pyle has wanted for his entire life for Christmas is a newsroom.
Woo!
Santa done brung him a newsroom. Way to go, Charles. Good work. Good work. Hey, did I just hear that Mark Warner is running for a fourth term? For the U.S. Senate? Well, now, I don't want to be the guy who's... you do know he promised that he would only run one time and then one time for re-election. He promised we, the people of our beloved Commonwealth of Virginia, that he would only serve for two terms and then that was it. Now, here we are, 18 years after first assuming residence in the U.S. Senate, the Billionaire Boys Club, and he has decided that what we all need is his rotund posterior remaining in the Billionaire Boys Club for another 6 years. Why? Why? See, here's my question on all of this. If you folks who continually say, hey, I'm going to Washington and I'm going to change things. Okay. And then you get there and you're there for a while. Oh, I don't know, say 6 years. And things haven't changed in 6 years as a result of your hard change work and stuff, wouldn't you then say, hey, I think I have failed in my mission? Or could it be that you say, I need another 6 years? Huh. Well, okay. Well, then you got another 6 years. Now it's 12 years you're there. And what have you done in those 12 years? I don't know. A lot of stuff I'd like to do. A lot of stuff I came here to do. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be done by me. Shouldn't you actually have done that in the past, 12 years? Wouldn't that be when you should do these things? All right, so now you've been there 18 years. isn't it just time for someone who is, I don't know, not you to be there? Maybe? You really want us to put you back? Well, put you back. I mean, it's not like you've left. It's not like you really lived anywhere other than there to begin with, right? So, I mean, you're just there, because you've always been there, at least for the last however old you are. Well, since he graduated from college, I mean, that's it. He's been a DC guy. It just is what it is. Am I now supposed to lose my childlike belief in certain things like politicians? Is that what it is? Is it? No, I mean, should I now just, well, really just not? I guess I can't believe them. Yeah. I guess I just can't believe them. Now, what else am I going to have to give up on believing? You tell me. If you can't trust a politician, then by God, who can you trust? If you can't trust a career politician, then my Lord, who on earth is left to trust? Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to try and get myself, you know, put back together here, somehow deal with it and make heads or tails out of it. See what else there is to do. I do have some good news, though. Let me share the good news with you. Earlier today, I saw gasoline prices that were wonderful. When's the last time you said that? So I am driving this morning. I have to go to LabCorp. And does anybody have an actual good LabCorp location? I can't find one. Every time that I go, I have to get lab work done. I go over to their Villa Park location. They have always lost the paperwork. Every single time. They are batting 1,000 on this one. 100% of the time that I have visited, they have told me, oh, we don't have that. Really? So here's what we started doing. Now, you know, my doctor and my friend, and he would be my doctor if he weren't my friend. He'd be my friend if he weren't my doctor. But Dr. Bob Quarles, Threshold Medical, Midlothian, great guy. Former medical director for the World Wrestling Federation. So here's what's happened. Because we've been through it so many times, the good Dr. Quarles sends over the lab paperwork a week ahead of time. You know, to make sure that LabCorp gets it. And then the day before, they send it over again, you know, to make sure that LabCorp gets it. And what happens each and every time? And it's always an early morning appointment. Why? Because it's always a fasting lab. Every time. I'm telling you right now, 100% of the time. Oh, yeah, we don't have it. How is that possible? I don't know. Oh, but we don't have it. Are you sure you don't have it? Yeah, we don't have it. Okay. And then right from the room, I call up the good Dr. Bob's office. Hey, here's a shocker for you. They don't have it. I can hear the eyes rolling back there at Threshold Medical. Because I know, yeah, they sent it over last week and they sent it over yesterday and they still don't have it. So anyway, if you do have like a good LabCorp location, clearly Villa Park's not going to be on my list. That's all I'm going to say. Nice people. Now, this is the weird thing about it. The actual tech people, the phlebotomist people that are going to be sticking the needles in, taking the blood, they always seem very nice. But somehow, some way, it's the overarch. So then I'm thinking, well, maybe there's just no good location. I don't know. If you've had one where you've had success, just do me a favor. This is like a huge favor because I got to get lab work done. I don't know how often I get it, but it just seems far too often as far as I'm concerned. But if you've got a good one of their locations, let me know. All right. You can hit me up on the James Riviere text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. All right. Do me a favor. Right? Just shoot me a note if you if, in fact, you do have a good one. I'd love to visit them. All right. So I'm out on Route 1. I'm on Brook Road. And I'm driving down to LabCorp, which will get me started again on my LabCorp disaster story. And I pass a gas station. It's a 7-Eleven, $2.65 a gallon for regular. And I thought, well, it's not going to be the real regular. It's going to be that, you know how they do the weird blend? What regular is 87, right? Or is it 89? I always forget. But it's the one that's a couple of octane points lower, and for whatever reason, it's always less money, and that's kind of the come on. But then you have to worry, geez, am I destroying my engine? Is this really worth? I mean, is it great to save 5 cents and then have to find an engine for $5,000? Right? That's part of the problem. But no, this was real, actual, regular, $2.65 a gallon. And I thought, this is fantastic. A little further down the line, I saw it at $2.51 per gallon. Thrilled! So I posted it on Facebook. I said, hey, this is great. This is, in my opinion, MAGA with two G's. M-A-G-G-A. Making American gas great again. And then people are saying, oh, man, we got that beat. So I am curious to know. This is far more important to more people than just my little LabCorp quip, although honestly, if you've got a good LabCorp location, please let me know. But what's the lowest price you've seen recently? Let's do regular. Most of us are using regular. Most cars in this day and age don't actually need the premium blends, despite what you may believe. What is the cheapest that you've seen it? And frankly, I'd like to know where you've seen it, because I may want to venture to that particular location. Same number, though. James River Air Text Line. That is always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Hit me up on the James River Air Text Line. Let me know. So the two things I'm looking at. Number one, personally, you got a good LabCorp location. Anybody that's does the same services, but they're not LabCorp, maybe? Because I just don't get it. The tech people are great, but the office machinery, AI, robot overlords, whatever it is that's supposed to be doing this, boy, swing and a miss for me every single time. And lowest price for regular that you've seen, where have you seen it and how much was it? 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. That is the number for the James River Air text line. Looking forward to seeing what you've got to say. 315 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 320 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. Yeah. 804 says, Jeff, you're talking about your good Dr. Bob as opposed to that hack, Dr. Bob Sabato. Well, it's actually Larry Sabato. But, you know, nonetheless, it's all right. Do you mean Dr. Bob Holdsworth? Both of them are hacks, I know, but at least Larry Sabato has his own pretty sizable operation, you know, the Larry Sabato Center for the Promotion of Larry Sabato. Poor Dr. Bob Holdsworth is a piker by comparison, but anyway, no, I get what you're saying, but yeah, my Dr. Bob is the good Dr. Bob. Jeff, did you listen to your own news feed? I did. I celebrated the fact that our newsroom is back up, fully operational again, and the two happiest people are Charles Pyle and yours truly. Charles sounded great as always, so good to hear it. But yeah, I did. The very things Mark Warner lists are very things Spamberger will cause. Well, yeah, because they're, you know, part and parcel of the same operation. 804 says, Jeff, LabCorp in Mechanicsville, right across from the hospital in Meadowbridge, has been very reliable when I've gone there. All right, I may have to check that out. I've got to find one that just doesn't always seem to have a problem having my paperwork. I don't get it. I mean, I wouldn't do the job there, right? Not something I'm qualified to do, but you would think you get people. But now it's all machines. That's the other thing. I don't know that there's a human in the process. Because when you get to the lab, or at least this one, it's all check yourself in. It's all these self-standing sort of QR code kiosks. And there you go. So it's crazy. Crazy. But I'll give them a shot next time I need to go and have some blood sucked out and spun around. LabCorp on Brimo Road is really efficient, Jeff. Short wait times, they won't hurt you. Well, I don't mind the little needle stick. I just want them to get it right, you know. Bud in South Richmond, thank you, Bud. I appreciate it. Walt says, Jeff, I sat rolling through Cumberland County en route to Chesterfield to see my parents. Running on Route 60, it was $2.70. And also $2.60 today at Sam's and Costco. All right. Oh, today at Sam's and Costco in the West End, $2.45. Dang, that is good stuff. Now, that's, of course, you got to be a member, right? You got to be a member of Costco. You got to be a member of Sam's or BJ's or whatever the heck that is. We're Costco people. So, have to take a look for that. Jeff, I've seen gas at BJ's in Mechanicsville for $1.52 if you use the BJ's credit card. Really? $1.52? Maybe that's a typo. It's got to be $2.52, right? Jeff, last week's sheets abroad in Emerywood. It was $2.48. Today it was $2.99. Wow. It's weird. It's weird. 804, quit whining, cats. Misspelled. Okay, but you know, I do enjoy a good wine. That's all I'm saying, you know. Let me see. Somebody else saying Sam's and Costco in the West End, $2.45. All right, so it's out there. That's my point. That is my point. It is out there, which is good. But you got to find it. So if you have seen it pretty low in terms of price, do me a favor and let me know. The James River Air text line is your friend, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. All right, let me know where you've seen it, how much it is, and when was the time that you saw it? That's the other thing. We got to make sure that it was the right time. It is 3:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
.335, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Tuesday. The rain has stopped, which is probably good. It's cold. It's getting colder. Every single time I talk about the cold, I feel cold. Anyway, which reminds me, Saturday will be the Dominion Energy Christmas Parade, where a whole bunch of us are going to be participating. And I'm looking for, I actually am looking forward to it. I'm not necessarily looking forward to the weather, but, you know, is what it is. We're all going to get through it. I promise you that. And thank God Mark Warner is willing to take another 6 years from his life to devote to the service of his fellow Virginians. Wow. Thank you so much. Oh, we're so much better as a result of that, aren't we? 18 years the guy has been there. 18 years. I remind you, this calls for the owner of the Chinese restaurant in the classic John Panette bit to say, you go now. You've been here 18 years. Go. Goodbye. It's enough already. Absolutely enough. I'll tell you the other thing I've had enough of. Are the people every Tuesday reminding me that it's Giving Tuesday and I should write yet another check to another charity? Now, you and I both know I have no problem whatsoever in supporting charities. And unlike a lot of people who like to talk a good game, I actually like to do stuff that helps out charities. But when every single piece of the snail mail is another request, and it all picks up right around this time of the year, right? Last 4 weeks of the year. I have my charities. And I have charities I believe in, and I have charities that I help, and I have charities that we donate to. And the mail, whether it be email or snail mail, I'm just telling you right now, you're not getting anything else from me. And I don't know how to say it nicely, because somebody's going, oh, well, you don't care about that group, or you don't care about this group, or you... No, I do. But I'm also, I think I'm a pretty realistic person. Right? Was I or was I not realistic when we talked about that Lane Kiffin yesterday? It's a job. He got himself a better job, higher salary, better facilities. So people who are outraged, I think, need to rub a little dirt on it, take a lap, walk it off. He might very well be a Delta Bravo. That I can't tell you. And it might very well have thrown the college football series championship. It's not like I'm John Reed. I'm completely unaware of sports-related matters, but not Rich Herrera either, where I can give you the batting percentages for the starting quarterback and stuff like that. But what difference does it make in the big picture? Is it really one of these, oh, we got to talk you down off the roof things? Or do you say, oh, yeah, well, all right, he's going somewhere else? But that's kind of how I feel with the charities. I wish I could help you all out. I do. I really do. But I can't honestly help out every single solitary charity that reaches out. And I don't know anybody who can. Maybe if you're President Trump or you're Governor Youngkin or somebody like that, maybe they say, well, hey, to their accounting staff, here's what I want you to do. Every charitable request that comes in, send them $100. Because I guarantee you, those guys get thousands of these requests. But otherwise, I don't know anybody who can support every single charity that comes in. And there's some good charities that I'm not supporting. Why? Because I hate them? No, just because I don't have that kind of money. If I were to win Powerball or Mega Millions, guess what? I'd send everybody a check. I would. I have a whole list of things I would do, actually. Number one on the list, I start a nonprofit. I start a nonprofit to help kiddos like Julia. And then I start another nonprofit to help those who are first responders. Well, law enforcement. I can't help everybody there either. But law enforcement for sure. And then after that, I don't know. I buy the mink line boxer shorts, I think, would be high up on the list. How do you make the determination becomes the question, right? Well, I mean, it really does. That's part of this. So that's just another thing. I know I'm kind of in a ranty sort of a mood. 804 hits me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, hey, Jeff, let's ask Senator Warner for a list of his accomplishments for the 18 years he's been in the Senate. This shouldn't take long. You're right. It won't take long. I could not tell you, sitting here, what he has done in 18 years in the U.S. Senate. I'm not sure he could tell you. I mean, he would give you a line of drivel, because at this point it's all Trump. But have you done anything during that time that you've been there, aside from attend the right parties with the right people? I can't show you anything. And I'm not trying to be a partisan here. Really not. I can't tell you what he's done, if anything. Tiny Tim Kaine. What legislative accomplishments does he have in the U.S. Senate? And these guys, remember, both of these guys all on board with Jay Jones, who believes that people who disagree with him politically are deserving of two bullets to the head. It's a very bizarre situation we're seeing right now. You notice the other thing is that there are people who are outraged right about now that narco-terrorists coming from Venezuela are being killed on the open seas, right? They're outraged. Oh my gosh, it is absolutely outrageous that narco-terrorists are being targeted by the U.S. government and eliminated. The threat of the narco-terrorists being eliminated right there in their own boats in the ocean. These people are outraged. Many of these same people celebrated the assassination of Charlie Kirk a couple of months ago. There's just absolutely no sense at play in any of this. It is outrageous. And I think it was yesterday, we heard the snippet. There were people shouting up there in New York where that alleged murderer is getting ready to face trial for murdering, allegedly, the United Healthcare executive. And what were they shouting? Anybody pay attention to this? No healthcare, no peace. Now, what exactly does that mean? We're supposed to provide you with free healthcare, I suppose, or you will engage in all sorts of terrible behavior? Is that what we are supposed to understand? I guess so. I guess so. And here's all I can tell you, man, is that it's getting to be more and more concerning and more dangerous in this world. We saw it in Washington, D.C. on Thanksgiving. Two wonderful members of the National Guard, the West Virginia National Guard, helping to make the D.C. streets safer. And a young lady, what was she, 20 years old? She was brutally murdered, 20 years old. And the other member of the West Virginia National Guard, I think he's 24, he's fighting for his life right now. And all they were doing was their duty, their service, making the streets of Washington, D.C. safer. It is a very dangerous time in America right now. It really, really is. I want to remind you, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Rich Herrera is going to be here, host of Richmond's Morning News. Hope you will make a point to listen to him again. Starts at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Couple of moments. We will pay attention to the Department of Homeland Security, which also talks about some of the dangers. And President Trump weighs in on that National Guard murder up in D.C. We'll do that all in a couple of moments. Again, you can always hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804-1140. 346, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 352, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. It is cold. It's still kind of damp, but the rain has ceased. I'm getting now that we have started the Christmas music. Thank goodness. Yes, we will play both Hanukkah tunes at some point. Well, you've got to remember that my people were writing the Christmas tunes for, you know, your people. That's why we don't have any good Hanukkah tunes, because we were busy writing all the good Christmas tunes. It's true. It's absolutely true. But I think we've got two. Well, I mean, there's Dreidel, 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 and there's Dreidel, Dreidel, Dreidel. 804, Roxana says, hey, Jeff, didn't Mark Warner originally state he would only serve two terms? You are correct. I'm not a math major, she writes on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, but he has served his two. It's time to go. He's done nothing. Yeah, in fact, he served his two plus one. He served three terms, 18 years. He has been a member of the Billionaire Boys Club, the U.S. Senate. Isn't that great? 804 says, hey, Jeff, I'd like to ask Senator Warner how much his net worth has increased in the past 18 years. Oh, what a question that would be. And, if you get the chance to ask him, please, by all means, ask him. Let me know what he has to say. I don't think that he takes all that many questions to begin with. I've noticed that throughout the years. He's not really interested in answering a lot of questions. Hey, Craig Peterson's going to be here at 4:35 this afternoon. You know, he helps us stay safe online. And I have to ask him about this email I just got from Microsoft Teams, or at least that's what it says. A Microsoft customer, Esteban, has added you to a team. And the team name is, you have successfully authorized a payment of $489.99 USD. If this transaction was not initiated by you, please call PayPal, misspelled, at this particular number. If you didn't approve this charge, you have 12 hours to do. Okay, well, I'll get right on that. But, I mean, I'm going to run it by Craig Peterson first, just in the event that it is, you know, real. I've got a sneaking suspicion that PayPal would probably know how to spell PayPal. But I could be wrong, right? I mean, not in this matter, I don't think. I think in this one, I'm absolutely correct that it's probably not the real PayPal. But, hey. Crazier things have happened. So Craig Peterson's going to be here at 4:35. And at 5:35, Laura Warisher is going to be here. And it's a lot easier to speak with her than actually say her name. She's a really, really sweet, talented woman. Big proponent of just helping folks, which I love. She worked for my friend Jonathan Cotton at the Good Feet store as a big-time executive sort of person, but she's written a couple of great books, and I ran into her at an event a couple of weeks ago, and she's got this new thing that she's kind of doing. She's trying to help people write their own book, write their own story, and I thought, well, that's perfect, because remember now, everybody is the star of their own story. That's just an absolute truth any way you slice it. I don't care who you speak with, where you speak with them, when you speak with them. Everyone is the star of their own story. But what if you could take your story and then turn it into an actual book that other people would enjoy reading? Laura's got a couple of ideas, and I'm looking forward to chatting with her, with you, at 5:30. Remember, Craig Peterson will be along at 4:35. We'll get some advice on staying safe online. And Department of Homeland Security says, beware, my friends. It's 3:56. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Coon broke in last weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've all been in mourning for the last couple of days. No, the raccoon survived. He was drunk off his little furry rear end and everything, but it was the damage that was done. It was awful. It was ugly. Oh my gosh, you just wanted to cover the mirrors and rip your clothing. It was so terrible. Luckily, he did not reach the Deep Eddy peach-infused vodka section, because had he done that, tell you what, he would not have recovered from his little drunken tirade there, because, well, that's my favorite. You know, if you're going shopping, and you're looking for something perfect, as you know, what do I believe in? Well, perfect stocking stuffer, ammo, New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street in the West End. Magazines are a good buy as well, because as you heard, the Virginia Democrats are hell-bent for leather to make sure that you and I are not going to be able to defend ourselves moving forward. They absolutely are going to institute the biggest gun grab you have ever seen in your life, and that is not a good thing. But that is what's in the offing. So if you have not been to New American Arms yet, 6017 West Broad Street in the West End, I would get over there, get the ammo, get whatever you want. Because come January, it's going to be that much more difficult to exercise your Second Amendment confirmed God-given right. That's what's happening. Not good, I know, but it is what it is. And then on the other end, you should never mix alcohol and firearms, that's for sure. But, you know, if you're still looking for gifts, then a visit to the ABC store and the Deep Eddy peach infused vodka section, that would be a good investment. It's a very good purchase. It's a lovely, lovely item. It really is. All right, a lot of stuff we've got to talk about that, I don't necessarily want to talk about, but I have to talk about it. One of the things will be this ridiculous measure, House Bill 7, which is coming from State Delegate Mike Jones, who has a long record of being anti-law enforcement, and House Bill 7 will once again confirm that he's got a real contempt for cops. But we'll get to that in a couple of seconds. First, let me give you a little bit of a national stuff, if you will, a few things that are of concern. The Department of Homeland Security is under attack. It's under attack in a big, 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 big way. And you need to be aware of this, particularly since we will be talking about House Bill number 7 from Mike Jones. So let's take a listen to some of this audio. Cut number 1.
Security. And I'm here to set the record straight on a few fake news stories from this week. First, we we have the LA Times reporting that our law enforcement officers arrested a father and drove off with his baby. Let me tell you what is missing from this headline. While Border Patrol conducted a targeted immigration enforcement operation, a U.S. citizen exited his vehicle wielding a hammer and threw rocks at law enforcement while he had a child in his car. He was arrested for assault, and during his arrest, a pistol, which was stolen out of the state of New York, was found in his car. The individual also has an active warrant for property damage. Next on the list, we have a fake news story almost all major outlets in local Chicago media ran with, that ICE raided a daycare to arrest a preschool teacher. ICE law enforcement did not target a daycare. Officers attempted to conduct a targeted traffic stop of this female illegal alien from Colombia. Officers attempted to pull over this vehicle, which was registered to a female illegal alien, with sirens and emergency lights. But the male driver refused to pull the vehicle over. Law enforcement pursued the vehicle before the illegal alien sped into a shopping plaza where he and the female passenger fled the vehicle. They ran into a daycare and attempted to barricade themselves inside, recklessly endangering the children inside. The illegal alien female was arrested inside a vestibule, not in the daycare. Let me be clear. ICE is not targeting daycares or schools. Finally, we have a viral video circulating online claiming ICE is quote-unquote beating up people. Here are the facts conveniently left out. Our officer was assaulted by this violent rioter. During an operation, law enforcement was aggressively tailgated by a vehicle. As agents tried to make a U-turn, the red car crashed into Border Patrol. A hostile crowd then surrounded agents and their vehicles and began verbally abusing and spitting on them. One physically assaulted a Border Patrol agent and even kicked an agent. As he was being arrested, he grabbed the agent's genitals and squeezed them. The officer defended himself to free himself from the agitator's grasp. Our officers are facing a 1,000% increase in assaults, an 8,000% increase in death threats against them, as they put their lives on the line every single day to arrest criminal illegal aliens, including murderers, rapists, abusers, and gang members. Secretary Noem's message to the rioters is clear. You will not stop us or slow us down. ICE and our federal law enforcement partners will not apologize for enforcing this nation's laws. Tune in next week where we debunk more lies and fake news stories.
I love this. The White House has started an entire expose fake news division. I kid you not. Inside of Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt's operation now, they have an entire expose fake news division, and that's all they're going to be doing. Exposing fake news, which is great. It's necessary. You're thinking to yourself, well, is it a valuable use of time? I would say that it is. Sadly, with one or two exceptions, obviously, Charles Pyle and our News Radio WRBA news operation being a glowing exception, you get a lot of fake news. There are very few real, honest-to-goodness reporters and journalists left in the game. I wish that weren't true, but it is. So you need to know that. I mean, honestly, the very last thing that I do is lie to people. You need to know that. You get more fake news than real news at this point. And I'm glad to see the White House take this up as an issue. So since we started with the Department of Homeland Security there, let's talk a little bit about this ridiculous House Bill 7 introduced by State Delegate Mike Jones, far left wing dude out of the city of Richmond. You know that. I know that. They folks that are under attack in this one, again, would be federal law enforcement officers, ICE agents in particular. Mike Jones says, we are going to pass a state law in the House of Delegates, the state Senate, and Governor Spamberger will certainly sign it into law. We're going to pass this thing that says any law enforcement officer who covers their face will be subject to a class one misdemeanor, disciplinary action, and if anybody is injured by a law enforcement officer wearing a mask, they'll be able to sue in a civil court. Wow. Well, that's an interesting thing, because a couple of things come into play here. First of all, this is one of those blank around, find out pieces of legislation. What the Virginia delegate, Mike Jones, does not seem to realize or care about is that he has absolutely no role, nor does the Commonwealth, in regulating the tactical operations of a federal law enforcement agency. He asks, well, let me rephrase it. He says, first, regular law enforcement officers that go out and serve warrants and police at Richmond, they aren't in masks, so why would someone from a federal agency need a mask? Well, Delegate Jones, I know you know the answer. You don't care about the answer, but I'll share the answer with everybody nonetheless. The fact is that we have seen a 1,000% increase in attacks on federal law enforcement, writ large, ICE in particular. Period. End of story. And the tactical operations of those agencies are not subject to the whims of a local state delegate from the city of Richmond. We'll see which way this goes. It's going to be fascinating. Fascinating. Because, you know, California already instituted their own, quote, statewide ban on federal officers wearing masks. How's that going for them? Suffice to say, it's not. 416, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. .421, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Do you want to hear the bad news, or would you like to hear the bad news? Well, the bad news is Friday, we are looking at variable clouds with snow showers. They want to go buy all of the milk, the bread now. Of course, be sure to head over to Whole Foods, get your organic rock salt. You're going to need that. And then Friday night, talking about a mix of, quote, wintry precipitation. I don't even know what that is, but I don't like the sound of it. And then Saturday morning is the big Dominion Energy Christmas parade. Thankfully, I'm not walking. Well, I couldn't walk. It's 2.5 miles. Can't do that. But I'll be in the Dominion Energy Christmas parade again this year. Now, I thought I was out, and then I got pulled right back in. Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, you know that I love the Fatherhood Foundation. By the way, we still need a sponsor for one dad for Father Christmas. I found out from Chris Beach yesterday. Yeah, we're still one short. Can you believe that? We got to get that done, guys. FatherChristmasVA.org. FatherChristmasVA.org. If you go there now, you can sponsor that dad, and then I don't have to talk about it again for a whole year. That'd be good, wouldn't it? But well, the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia is going to have a float, as well as the diaper van. You know, we got this diaper truck delivering diapers all over Virginia. It's crazy, but it's important because dads change diapers too. That's the whole point of it. And I said, hey, you know, my pal Emily Morrissey wants to be in the parade again. Can we? And Chris Beach said, of course, you know, she and her dad, Dan, perfectly welcome. We'd love to have them. And then I ran into Emily last week at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market in Short Pump. And she said, don't forget, you and I are going to be in the parade on Saturday. And I was like, oh, all right. Well, there you go. I'm going to be in the parade on Saturday. Not going to disappoint my pal Emily. Oh, now we're looking at snowfall around 1 inch Friday morning. Yeah. That being said, now it calls into question everything else, does it not? Here I am talking about the Dominion Energy Christmas parade on Saturday. You and I both know if we get an inch of snow on Friday, the entire chunk of Central Virginia is going to be locked down and closed up for a week, just the way it is. So just keep your wits about you and just mark that down. Be aware of it. Again, Friday morning now calling for snowfall around 1 inch. We'll keep you updated on that, obviously. We'll get our pal Matt DiNardo from 8 News, the weather center over there, and see what he's got to say. We've got Craig Peterson joining us at 4:35. Is this email from PayPal real? Hopefully he'll give me the answers in a moment. It is 4:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, Tuesday afternoon, and it's getting dark. It is cold. There is the prognosis of 1 inch of snow Friday morning. That, as you and I both know, will send this area into a tailspin. If we actually get an inch of snow Friday morning, so what's going to happen? Every school is going to be closed. You know that. The Dominion Energy Christmas Parade, I don't know. I think that becomes an iffy situation. What about school on Monday? Probably not. If I were a betting man, and I'm not, but if I were, I would say if we get an inch of snow on Friday morning, guess what? Friday for sure closed, and I'm going to say Monday would be closed as well. Now's the time to go and get the bread and milk. Now, of course, it'll all be gone Saturday, but that's not really going to be of much consequence. There are other parts of the world where an inch of snow is not even noticed, and my friend Craig Peterson is one of those guys who would say, an inch of snow? Really? Okay. And probably just blow it off his windshield. He's with us this afternoon. Craig, welcome, sir.
Hey, yeah. I grew up in the Great White North up in Canada, and we lived about halfway up to the Arctic Circle. I remember days when the high was 40 degrees below zero. So, yeah, you're right. It's a little snow, a little cold, not a big deal. And up here at my place, it's actually snowing right now. Got a few inches on the ground.
No kidding. It's probably lovely as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's my parents, or my mom anyways, has a place down in Florida. And, you know, it's 80 degrees today, blah, blah. And I was thinking, you know, that might be nice. But, you know, I'm not 80 years old yet. And if I fall, I fall. And I actually kind of enjoy winter. Summer is my least favorite season. I'd say fall's my favorite, and spring, and then winter, and then dead last summer. I just don't like the heat.
Wow. All right. Now, no offense to you, you poutine eater, you, but I'm with your mom. I'm telling you right now, you know, I love the fact that even here, we're an inch of snow, and you may think I'm kidding, Craig, but it will shut everything down for a couple of days. An inch of snow, forget about it. When I first got here, I used to rail against that and complain, and I was angry, and now I'm like, yeah, taking my shoes off and settling in, because we'll be here for a couple of days, and I'm just fine. Yeah. But I don't know, the colder it gets, the more I feel the need for warmth.
Well, dress in layers, my friend. Dress in layers. That's what they always say in Florida when it hits 60. And I understand in Louisiana, the water actually freezes at 50 degrees.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Interesting how that's working in Louisiana. All right, it must be that new and fangled math. Did the robots invent that too? Because they're picking our locks, man.
Oh, it's crazy. What's going on? You know, there's good news and bad news with this whole AI thing right now.
Okay.
First of all, we've got a bunch of concerns over AI from a financial standpoint. So, for instance, you know, we've got a fractional banking system, right? So you put a dollar in the bank and they lend it and lend it and lend it, you know, multiple times. That appears to be happening in the AI business right now. Hmm. You've got companies out there like Microsoft that's putting money into AI. And what are they buying? Well, they're buying these GPUs, they're building data centers, right? People have been investing in some of these GPU companies out there like NVIDIA. And so NVIDIA then gets the money from Microsoft and then goes ahead and puts it into Microsoft. Or it's been happening with OpenAI. OpenAI buys NVIDIA. NVIDIA invests in OpenAI, who buys from NVIDIA, who invests in OpenAI. So that $1 is getting, hands changed between just a few companies multiple times. So how much money is there in it? And who's going to make a profit? Now, this is a really interesting question. Because first of all, right now, it looks like the winner when it comes to profit is going to be Anthropic. Looks like they'll be the first company right now to actually make a profit in the AI business. And for those people that don't know, it's an AI, right? AI company. They have a number of different ones. But this last week, our friends over at Google, you know, the company that makes this money by spying on us and then selling our information.
Yeah, that one. Yes. Google. I got you now.
Yeah. Okay. So they're taking a different approach. And a lot of people are thinking right now, in fact, they are winning. So what's happening with Google, they came up with a new release, a new Gemini. And there's some tests that we use in the industry, we have for the last few years, to try and figure out just how smart is this AI, right? Are we actually at a point where there's intelligence, or at least seeming intelligence. Right. So there are tests that are used for humans for effectively IQ tests.
Okay.
And those IQ tests now are designed so that you can't train for them, you can't study for them, there's no pattern to them, they're different every time.
Right.
And so on a scale of 0 to 100, AIs up to this point have scored an astounding 0 out of 100. Those tests right now, they ran them on Google's newest AI, 45 out of 100.
No way.
Nobody else even comes close to it.
Wow.
And then on top of it, we talked about NVIDIA and all the money in NVIDIA, the most valuable company in the world right now, et cetera. Google is now making their own chips, these TPU chips. They're not using these graphic chips that are kind of double purpose now being used for AI. Google's making their own. And these new chips are much less expensive than buying the NVIDIA stuff or some of these other GPUs, and they use a lot less power, I mean a fraction of the power to run. So they're less expensive to buy, less expensive to run, and they don't need as big a data center. So what's going to happen with AI? It's fascinating. And if you go right now to openrouter.ai, it's a website, it's a free site, openrouter.ai, while you're listening, and you have a look there, it's telling you the leaderboard. Which AIs are at the top of this leaderboard? Number one, Grok, 4.1 fast. Number two, Grok. Number three, Anthropic. Number four, Google. I predict Google's moving up there.
Right.
And if you come down a little further on that page at openrouter.ai, you'll see categories. So let's look at legal, because, you know, lawyers have been busy using AI to make false statements to courts.
Okay.
Again here now, categories, legal. Look at what we got here. We've got a Chinese AI. Then we've got Google, Gemini. And then GPT. Now, GPT is from the friends over at OpenAI that Microsoft has invested tens of billions of dollars into and is tied tightly into. And Copilot, Microsoft's Copilot, isn't really Microsoft's Copilot. It's OpenAI with stuff built on top of it. They've done a pretty decent job. I'll give them that.
Okay.
But the winners in this race, I think, are going to be defined by who can provide an AI that's very useful. It doesn't have to have intelligence, just has to be very useful. Who can do it in long tail areas, in other words, narrow areas like law or programming. By the way, Anthropic is winning in the programming game right now, but close behind is Grok, which of course is Elon Musk's company.
Right.
And then who can turn a profit? Well, if you have lower costs and a better AI, which is what Google has right now, I mean, way better than OpenAI or ChatGPT, then if you believe all these stats, then they're going to be the ultimate winner. It's a fascinating world out there in the world of AI. And wow. One of the categories it does not have is phishing, which is like that email that you got, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I believe that the folks at meeting teams or Microsoft Teams and working with Pay apostrophe Pal, I'm sure it was just a typo on the part of PayPal. They would never misspell their own name. They just need me to call this number, Craig, and you know, reverse this $489 charge. It has to be. It's for my benefit, isn't it?
Yeah. We've had some real problems the last couple of weeks. Something like what you're talking about, easy enough to spot, right? Because right. The names are spelled wrong. PayPal's got the, you know, the hyphens in the wrong place, et cetera. But with AI, what we're finding is that now they're not making the Nigerian prince scam spelling mistakes and grammatical mistakes. Mm-hmm. So whoever sent that email is kind of behind the times. Because now we are finding that there are a number of different types of scams going on. There's a kidnapping scam that's going on right now where you get a phone call from your child and they've been kidnapped and you better pay up, you know, and it's entirely generated by AI. And we've got a midterm election coming up next year, of course.
Yep.
What's going to happen? There is an Indian politician whose father was very, very popular. He passed away a number of years back. He put together a campaign ad.
Stop.
Using AI and had his father endorse him in this campaign ad. It looked like he was there. It looked like it was real, right? So what's going to happen next year? They're coming after us. They're coming after our money. And we know already that all these other countries just like to mess with our elections. You know, both sides, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What's coming down this pike?
Wow. So, well, midterms, we might see a big slate of endorsements from both FDR and Ronald Reagan. That'll be interesting. And the only thing I'm going to tell you, Craig, if they have kidnapped my kids, it's going to depend which one they kidnapped. If they're really looking for ransom, I might be more inclined to pay for one over the other. They need to get their robots cooking on that one because they don't know the answer.
Yeah,
to that
exactly.
Yet.
Well, you know, my biggest advice to parents and also to business people: come up with a word that shows that it's a legitimate call. So if the COO thinks he got something from the CEO, pick up the phone, call them, make sure they know the code word. Same thing with your kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Ours is going to be La Belle Provence. All right. That's just between us.
There you go. Poutine.
All right, Craig, do me a favor. Remind everybody where they get signed up for your newsletter, which is a must read every week.
Absolutely. The free newsletter is at craigpeterson.com. Sign up right there on the homepage. I've got a bunch of stuff that I use with my clients that I'll send to you based on what you're interested in. But craigpeterson.com.
Always appreciate you being here, my friend. That is Craig Peterson, craigpeterson.com, craigpeterson.com. 448, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 452, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. I'm going to remind you the most important weather you're going to need to know about is Friday morning. Friday morning. According to the official weather gurus, 1 inch of snow has been predicted. Is that going to change by then? It might. What do I know? I'm just telling you what I'm seeing here. All day Friday, variable clouds, snow showers, and snowfall around 1 inch throughout the day. That is going to cause all sorts of delay on the rails. It's going to be a real troublesome truck, as Sir Topham Hatt used to say, causing delay and disruption on the rails. The other thing is this. Friday night, they're talking about a mix of wintry precipitation in the evening. So if we are, in fact, going to get an inch of snow through the day on Friday, starting in the morning, going through the day, and then into the evening with a mix of wintry precipitation, that's going to throw that whole weekend off kilter. And it's a bizarre thing because this is all Friday. Thursday, they're talking about hitting 50 degrees. Is it all right? Is it all wrong? Is it? I don't know. I want you to be prepared. And given the way that it is developing, I'm going to remind you, one of your most important tools starts at 6 o'clock in the morning, Richmond's Morning News. My friend Rich Herrera is the host of Richmond's Morning News. Oh, you know what's going to be interesting? It just occurred to me. I think this will actually be Rich's first, if it happens, first snow event in Richmond.
Good grief.
This is going to be very entertaining. Very entertaining. Because I can remember 13 years ago. Oh, this is the other thing, Germ. It popped up in my memories. Apparently today, December the 2nd, was the day 13 years ago that I started at WRBA full time. So
there
you
go. Man.
Yeah. So I don't know if we're now. I guess we're in year 13 now. I thought it was year 14. It just seems longer, right? But no, I think So it's year 13. So that's still pretty cool. But I can remember my first few years here, outraged, absolutely outraged at what happened when it snowed. And now, all these years later, I just think I'm having another cup of coffee and I'm going to watch No Plows Go By, and I'll be just fine. I really will. 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. It is December the 2nd, and Facebook has advised me that 13 years ago today, I began full-time at News Radio, WRVA. Wow. Okay. I know I had been doing, right, didn't I do fill-ins before that? I think I did. Isn't that crazy? I have to ask. I really do. It's all blended together over the years. What can I tell you? You know, it's been a crazy kind of a trip. This number I do know, right? It's coming up on 35 years in this goofy business of talk radio. That's a long time. That's, you know, in the real world, that's like, 100 years. in an industry. Well, because it's a crazy industry. But anyway, yeah, so 13 years ago today, good, bad, or indifferent, I began afternoon drive full-time at News Radio WRVA. I think that's pretty cool. I think that's great. So 13% of the time the WRVA has been around, I have been here. Isn't that great? We're celebrating 100 years this year. And I know we've got some special stuff that we're talking about. I hope it's ready to roll. That'll be nice. I think we need a cake. You got to get a big cake for 100 years, don't you? How big a cake do you get for 100 years? And do you get a cake where somebody jumps out of it? No, because that means there's less actual cake. You got to leave room for whoever's going to be stuck inside the cake, who's going to jump out. And the possibility of snow on Friday, an inch of snow, does that or does that not harken back for many people to Alden Arrow and Millard the Mallard and all that other good stuff, right? Think about it. Think about that. It's some fascinating stuff. Anyway, a quick reminder about our James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I'd love to get your input on this. The craziness that the phrase "no healthcare, no peace" brings to mind is just beyond the pale. It really is. It's just beyond the pale. No healthcare, no peace. The murder trial. I'm not going to say his name because nobody wants to say the name of the United Healthcare guy that he allegedly murdered. So why should we give him any exposure? But at that murder trial, it's getting underway, right? I think it's discovery right now they're going through. You have people outside of the courthouse yelling, "No healthcare, no peace," as if somehow it's thoroughly appropriate to kill somebody who won't give you something. I mean, who do you think you are? The Attorney General of Virginia? The Attorney General elect? Only he's allowed to call for gunfire against opponents. It's insane. 804 says, "Jeff, only the city of Richmond, which could not collectively find its backside with both hands in a snowstorm, is bragging about actually doing something on time. Maybe the real reason is they just need the money." Yeah, there's no other municipality in the world that I'm aware of that would stand up and say, "Hey, you got to love us." Why? Because we sent out these things on time. Yeah, it's crazy. Robert says, "Hey, Jeff, gas in Front Royal this week was $2.24 a gallon." Wow, I love it. I love it. $2.24 a gallon, but I'm not driving all the way up there to fill up at $2.24 a gallon because then I will have, you know, used up a whole tank full of gas to do it. 703 Fred in Lakeside says, "Hey, Jeff." Well, actually, he says, "Yo, Jeff. You often praise the news department, and kudos on the story about the raccoon getting his jollies at your ABC store. And also the mayor of the city of Richmond calling it a milestone for sending out bills on time. What a joke. Love your show, Fred in Lakeside." Thank you, Fred in Lakeside. I love your show as well. You're right. You're right. Can you imagine that? It's a milestone that the administration of the city of Richmond has done something on time. Now, no offense to Dr. Donnie Avuli, the not-so-new mayor of the city of Richmond, but, dude, the 16 years before you got to be mayor, this was not exactly the A-team, okay? It's all I'm going to say. Dwight and LeVar were not really setting the bar all that high. But, you know, if you need to take a victory lap because you sent out tax bills on time, then okay, then you go for it. Jeremy is threatening me here. He says, Jeff, you need to ask me on the air why you came here. I came here 13 years ago with a mission? All right, let me hear.
I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubble gum.
Well, that is a good point. I am completely and totally out of bubble gum. All right. Yeah. No, I'm going to take that one. I like that one. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Anybody listening 13 years ago? I mean, if you were, do you remember what the heck we were talking about? If it was this time, it could very well have been snow. And 13 years ago, I would have been completely and totally, you know what, livid that snow was not being removed. 13 years later, I'm thinking, whatever. It's going to melt. Everybody told me that 13 years ago. Jeff, our official policy here is it's Virginia. It's going to melt. And oh, first couple of winters, I was just, oh, man, I was angry about the snow. Because, look, I've always hated cold weather. I've always hated snow. I've always hated cold weather. And my tolerance for it, the older I get, the less it gets. So as a kid, of course, growing up in Philadelphia, all right, I could deal with a foot of snow. I didn't like the cold, and I didn't really like the snow, but, you know, I was young and spry and stupid, so I could deal with it. Then you get married, in large part because you're young and spry and stupid, but you get married and then you spend more than a decade living in Boston or right outside of Boston, as our case was, and you deal with 2 and 3 feet of snow, but you complain about it all the time. You complain about it all the time. Now, here we are, a tiny, teeny bit of cold and a tiny, teeny bit of snow threatened. And I'm like, that's it. Box it all up. We're going to Vero Beach. I've had enough of this. Crazy. It's crazy. 804 says, Jeff, 13 years ago, we were reviewing the gross malfeasance and incompetence of the then mayor, Dwight Jones. And just when we didn't think it could get any worse. Oh, that's a good point. 13 years ago, during my first program here, I would say we probably were talking about the gross incompetence that defined the mismanagement of the Dwight Jones administration. And we thought, well, you can't possibly even imagine a worse mayor for the city of Richmond. And then, enter stage left, LeVar M. Stoney. Wow. Wow. 804, Steve the Painter. Hey, Jeff, I remember listening to you 13 years ago. Didn't you also fill in on the mornings? I did. When was that? That was, what's his name was here? I hate to use technical. Jimmy. Yes, Jimmy Barrett was here. And then he left. And then nobody had thought about that. And so they said, could you do us a favor and fill in on mornings for a little bit? I said, no, I don't acknowledge 4 o'clock in the morning anymore. And but, you know, I'm a nice guy and a team player and a dope. So then, yeah, I did exactly that. And then finally, they tracked down John Reed. Right. We got him off the injured reserve, off the waiver wire, I think. And that was good. Jeff, Berkeley in Mechanicsville, writes, Jeff, the older I get makes it so I don't remember what I did yesterday, much less 13 years ago, but I was listening to you. Well, thank you, Berkeley. That puts us in the same boat. I was talking, you were listening. Neither one of us has a clue what the hell I was talking about. Now, there you have it. 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Come here. Chew bubble gum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubble gum.
Now, there we go. All right. Now, there is no bubble gum available at this point. So there you go. That's it. That is exactly it. 13 years. And I'm still asking, if you were listening 13 years ago, we have a whole bunch of people who were listening 13 years ago. The thing is, I don't remember what the heck I was talking about. But if you were listening, you might remember. Yeah, well, it was probably that. Yeah, that sounds about right. In fact, that sounds exactly like what it was that I would have said. Yeah. 804, Jeff, did you take over for Doc Thompson? No, Doc Thompson was long gone. I took over after Leland Conway left. Leland was here for like, I don't know, 25, 26 minutes before he left. Does anybody remember before I got here, they had a new guy in afternoons. I'm not making this up. It was every 18 months. Every 18 months, they had somebody in afternoons. And I came here after they shut down the radio station in Boston where I was doing mornings. That's what happened. That's what happened. I was doing mornings in Boston, as I had done for a long, long time. God, decade plus. And they said, hey, have you ever thought about Richmond, Virginia? And I've got to be honest with you. My answer was no. No, I haven't. Have you ever been to Richmond, Virginia? I said, well, I have been through Richmond, Virginia. I have traveled thousands of miles on 95, but I don't think I ever stopped. I said, well, you may want to check it out. We need somebody down there. It's afternoons. You wouldn't have to get up at a crazy hour anymore. And I thought, oh, that sounds good. And, well, anyway, here we are 13 years later. And happy to be part of the community. I love that. No, I really do. I do love the Central Virginia
community. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Community. That's one of the things that I just love. I love. Oh. Oh, 804 says, Jeff, I remember your audition to replace Leland. Let me pull the curtain back on some of this. I never actually, quote, auditioned to replace anybody. I was offered the job just flat out, but nonetheless. But I did do some fill-in spots. So that's why I always say, like, I guess officially today started 13 years full time, but it's like 13 and a half years that I've been part of the station, which is cool. Oh, this guy. Oh, wait a minute. This guy has reminded me of stuff that we used to have here. 804 says, Jeff, I miss Ernest from Petersburg, Tracy, Rain. Oh, loved Rain. Jerome and Chance, the snow removal guy. Oh, those were such great folks. You know, we used to do all sorts of calls, and now the mindset in this business is we nobody does calls anymore. I wonder if we should do that every once in a while. I mean, Jeremy would be all outraged, but, you know, who the hell cares, right? I mean, really, Jerm, what am I supposed to live my life hoping that you're comfortable?
What a maroon.
I know, I'd like you to be comfortable. But anyway, yeah, Ernest from Petersburg, Tracy, Rain, Jerome, Chance, the snow removal guy. What great people. 525, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 535, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday, and it is December the 2nd, and according to Facebook, and I'm going to trust them on this because Lord knows who am I to argue, right? According to Facebook, 13 years ago this very day, I took over the afternoon show here on News Radio WRVA full time. Now, I do know this because there are one or two things I recall. I had done a whole slew of fill-in prior to that. So that's why I always get confused. You know, did my relationship with WRVA begin on the day that it began, which would make this, like, I don't know, 13 and a half or years or thereabouts, or almost 14 years? Or does it begin on the day that it began full time? Like, was I dating the radio station? Was our Facebook status involved? Seeing others, not seeing others? It's complicated. I don't know. I just know it's been a long time. And here's the way I know that it has been a long time. And that is that when I first got here, and it would snow, which we're talking about for Friday morning, an inch of snow, and then a wintry mix, I would get outraged, livid, bat-crap crazy about the fact that nobody plowed the roads, and nobody went here, and schools were closed for a week, and blah, 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 blah. And now, I've taken to heart the advice I got all those years ago, which was, Jeff, it's gonna melt. That is our official policy. It's gonna melt. So with that, there you have it. What else can I tell you, right? So a very happy 13 or 13 plus or almost 14 or whatever it is. And if you were listening 13 years ago when it began full time, honest to goodness, shoot me a note on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Let me know what I was talking about, because I don't honestly remember, and no, I don't keep notes. Have you ever seen my notes? They're like written on the back of napkins, for goodness sakes. The other thing is this, and we got to talk to my pal Laura Warisher. Do you remember the names of all the afternoon guys before me going back? Well, I mean, as far as you go back, because as we're celebrating the 100-year anniversary of News Radio WRVA, we're trying to put all this together. Now, I knew that I replaced Leland Conway, who replaced Doc Thompson, who replaced Michael Graham. And then before that, I don't know. So if you can help me out, I'd appreciate it. I mentioned to you Laura Warisher, and I'm messing up her last name because it's just so much easier to talk with Laura than it is to pronounce her last name. But she's one of the nicest, smartest women that I know, an amazing author, just a brilliant, brilliant lady. And I ran into her at this event a couple of weeks ago, and she told me about this new thing that she's been working on. And I thought, oh my gosh, everybody's got to know about this. So Laura, I welcome you to the program. It was great to see you a few weeks ago. And again, my apologies for continually messing up your lovely last name, whatever it might be.
Thanks, Jeff. No, it's no problem. You know what? I have come to embrace it.
All right. Well, you tell me how it's pronounced.
So I used to live in Kentucky. And when I lived in Kentucky, we would tell people it's not a dryer, it's a washer. and that's how you pronounce my last name. Here in Virginia, it doesn't work quite as well, but Warisher is how Warisher. You pronounce it.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm just going to call you Laura because that just flows so much more naturally for me. Laura, remind everybody about what you've done, what you're doing, and then let's get into this new thing that you're doing, which I think is brilliant and everybody needs to be aware of.
Well, Jeff, I really appreciate it. The last time that I was on your show, you were talking to me about my book that had just been released, and it has just been such a blessing to continue the conversation with folks about that and about the story that I shared then and to hear their stories. And since then, I've just become absolutely obsessed with stories and storytelling. I've written other books since then. It's only been a year, and I've got two other books now that I've written. I've also ghostwritten five or six others. I've done editing. I've done author coaching, and it is a passion that I'm like, I finally figured out at 40 what I was going to do with the rest of my life.
I love that. And I don't believe for a second that you're 40. I saw you the other day and I'm thinking, man, 25, 26 tops. And that's like, you know, that's like Fahrenheit versus centigrade. There's no way, but whatever. You've written two more books in the time since we spoke last. Goodness, you are an overachiever. What are those books about?
Well, one is called Compete with Deceit. It's about the lies that are in your head that are just not true. They're holding you back from believing the truth about yourself and about the world. And the other one that's going up for publication here pretty quick is called Dressed for Defense. And it's along a similar vein. You know, how do you prepare for the battles that we know we're going to face? Because if I can guarantee you anything, in 2026, 2027, the rest of your life, you will face adversity. How are you preparing to defend yourself? So,
wow. Whoa, I'm looking forward to reading those then, Laura. Remind everybody then how they can get it. Is it just on Amazon, or you got a better website to go to?
You can get them on Amazon. They're also on my website, beaconinsights.net.
Okay, well, let's send them to your website then, beaconinsights.net, beaconinsights.net. What sort of defense are you suggesting to people? How do they get prepped for that?
Well, I think it starts with knowing who you are. So, right, figure out the truth about who you are. And then it's a mindset thing. You know, what are you thinking about? The thoughts that you allow into your head are what is going to determine your actions. So if your mindset's not right, your actions just are not going to be right. Where are you going? Who you're surrounding yourself with? And I'm providing tools for all of these different things so that you can really understand better who you are, what you want to be about, so that way when the adversity comes, you're not wondering what you're going to do. You've already decided what you're going to do. You've decided how you're going to handle it, and it's good.
I love that. And Laura, that is one of those things, and it is great sage insight for everything that you're trying to do. It could be a social thing. I mean, it goes back to our friend Rob Chadwick, who talks about self-defense in the physical way as well. You need to be aware of these things. You have to work things through. The body's not able to do something that the mind has not already thought through.
No, it's so true. I'm actually doing some partnerships with a current boxer, as well as a current NBA player. And they talk to like defense in sports, yeah. Defense physically, and I'm doing, you know, the mental defense, and it's all three, and you really need to practice all three of them.
The other thing, you're talking about who it is that you're with and developing who you want to be, right? Jim Rohn talked about that. You remember that, right? You're the product of the last five people you spent time with.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, so these are your stories, and we need to read them. We need to take a look at them, but your mission now seems to be helping other folks get their stories together. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, my first experience with book writing was actually several years ago. I helped my former boss write his book as a birthday gift. And since then, you know, writing my own, and I've had people say, oh man, I really liked how you helped your boss. How did you do that? Or how did you write your story? Or man, I've got four books in my head. I have no clue how to get them on paper. You know, do I self-publish? Do I find a publisher? Do I find an agent? Just all of the questions.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? Everybody has a story. Everybody does. And they matter. Because we matter. And I can tell you, I can't remember what's on my grocery list. I can't remember what time I'm supposed to be at my next meeting. But I remember the story about the single mom who's really trying to make Christmas happen for her kids. Like that I remember.
Yeah.
And so I think stories are just such a way to connect, to heal, to bring community, to bring power into our lives. And so if I can play even a small part and helping people go from, I'm staring at a blank screen, but I've got a story inside of me, how do I get it out, to I've got this book and boy, I'm excited about it and it's going to help so many people, then that's just my way of giving, not giving back, but of giving to the world and to these authors that just have these stories that need to be told.
Oh, absolutely. They've got to be told. And nobody better than Laura Warsher to help them tell them. If somebody is sitting here right now, they might be in their car. They might be cooking dinner going, hey, you tell them, Laura, I got 10 books in me. I got stories I got to share. Do they just sit down at the computer and start banging away? Or should they maybe reach out to somebody who's written a couple of books and help people write books like, I don't know, like you to get a little bit of help?
Well, you know, that's one of my favorite way to meet people. And I always say with the books that I write, the ones that I just sit down and I word vomit all over the place, I end up having to throw it all out and start again. And, you know, you've written some books yourself.
That's right.
There is a huge benefit to doing work before you start writing and to figure out what the end is before you write the beginning. It's just so helpful. And I love to do it. It's my passion. I'm happy to do it. So, again, on that website, beaconinsights.net, I have a writing coach page that you are absolutely welcome to check out the programs that I offer and how I'm able to help. And guess what? It's my company. It's my business. And I reserve the right to, you know, to change pricing structures and all like that at any given point. So please reach out if you see something on there that you find of interest. I'm willing to work with you. I love to make friends and tell stories.
Oh, my gosh, Laura, this is so wonderful. I'm looking at the page right now, beaconinsights.net, beaconinsights.net, and there it is right there, coaching sessions. And you're right. If you have the story, you need to tell it. I totally agree with you 110%. And your story was one that that needed to be told. You've told it just beautifully and brilliantly. I've only read the first book. Now I got to go and get the other two. I didn't even, you know, like I said, an overachiever with you just churning out books for yourself. But I can't wait to read those as well. But I'm thinking here, Laura, now bear with me here because I am thinking outside the box. But we're getting close to the Christmas season here, right? We got 23 days. If somebody were to reach out to you saying, look, I know this guy or my wife or my son or my cousin, I know they've got a book. Is there some way maybe I could sign them up for the coaching sessions or a book writing seminar with you, you know, to spitball with you as a gift? Is that something you might be open to?
Absolutely. I'm open to all the things.
Okay. Okay, so let's do that. Let me, if you don't mind, I'm going to share this on my social media because I want to make sure people check it out. But I think that you can give people a huge gift, Laura, and I know that you're all about that. And think about somebody else just printing out a beautiful, even a screenshot from beaconinsights.net that says, guess what? Mom and Dad have signed you up for a couple of coaching sessions because you got a story that needs to be told.
I love it. I love it. And it is legacy, and it's a way to use your story to help others. And so it is by you sharing your story, you are then giving something to somebody else who may be really, really searching for what it is that you have to share.
Absolutely. Well, Laura, I can't believe I'm out of time, but I so appreciate you being here. We're going to get this up. I'm going to share it on my social media. We'll get this little chat posted as well, and hopefully folks will be downloading and sharing it and reaching out to you to help create a very special Christmas gift for a lot of people around our community.
Well, Jeff, I appreciate it. You're amazing. You help so many people with their stories, and I'm so glad that you've helped me to share part of mine.
Well, you're a fine person, and I'm very happy to have you as part of the little family here. That is Laura Warsher, beaconinsights.net, beaconinsights.net. Think about it. You've got a story. Now, maybe you want to do this for yourself. You just want to reach out to Laura and say, okay, I'd like to tell my story. She's done a great job telling hers. Jonathan Cotton was her boss over at the Goodfeed store, and she helped him whip that book into shape, and it's a great read. She's somebody that is honest and forthright, and you might give it to yourself as a gift. You might think, hey, my buddy, I don't know, Tony needs a hand. He's got a story that's got to be told, or my grandma has her story, her legacy that needs to be shared. BeaconInsights.net. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 5:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I got to make this quick, I guess, but I just got to share this one with you real fast. Dave says, Jeff, congrats, my friend. My, how time flies. Congrats on 13 years. I remember listening to you after work, heading south to Midlothian 5 days a week, Downtown Expressway, Powell Height Parkway, usually stuck in the cash lane because I did not trust Easy Pass. Pretty cool. All right, listen, have a fantastic evening. Make sure you're listening to my buddy Rich Herrera tomorrow morning hosting Richmond's Morning News. God willing, you and I get a chance to do it all over again tomorrow starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.